AOL Music.
Trey Love, the Playboy Combi. You're live on Facebook Fridays, baby, doing it. B-I-G, the only way I know how to do it. First of all, I want to say what's up to everybody. You know what I'm saying? I know y'all been, like, wondering where I've been, what's been going on. You know, we all have to deal with things in life, you know what I mean? And some of you know that my mother passed away August 11th, 1997, and I'm going to just be real with y'all. You know, for some of us that have someone that close to us that passed away, you know what I'm saying? See, we see on the news every day people pass away, someone died, you know what I'm saying? And it doesn't hit home, you know, the way it would hit for the person. You know, when someone passes away, I always think about that son or that daughter or that mother or that father or that person that was closest to them. You know what I mean? Because when people pass away, trust me, it is someone or very few or more than one that are very affected by that, affected by the loss of a loved one. You know, it has different effects on people at different ages, different situations, different times. You don't know where you'll be in your life when you lose a parent, or even as a parent, if you lose a child. Imagine that, a young parent losing a young child. I've seen, haven't experienced other parts of it, but I have experienced losing my mother at what I would consider to be a very young age, and my siblings were still teenagers themselves. So this is something that, you know, is tragic. I had to deal with it, y'all. And, you know, sometimes you're not the nicest person when you're dealing with something like that. So it can take over. It can hurt you, and it can be pain. You know what I'm saying? But we have to live, and we have to let go, and we have to say goodbye to the ones who are already fallen and gone. And this song goes out to the ones who passed on. This morning I was looking at the news, and, you know, it's like, every day someone's passing away, y'all. Every day it's a new death, so to speak. And like I said, for the ones who aren't experiencing it, you know, who haven't experienced it, who've been blessed to have that person or your parents still with you, even in your old age, you know, to have, you know, nothing tragic happen to you within your life and have someone close to you taken away from you. You know, I respect and am happy for those, but for those of us who have lost parents to cancer, and, you know, just like recently with Amy Winehouse passing away, I saw her parents and everything, you know what I'm saying? And it was just tragic, you know what I'm saying? You could sense the sincere pain within those family members. And today, ladies and gentlemen, I saw on the news that we lost I think the gentleman's name was Janie Lane. He was the lead singer of Warrant. He passed away. And I just want to say to his family and to the ones that love him most, I mean, even though we love you, I love Warrant's music, you know what I'm saying? And I just want to make sure that, you know, people realize that when someone's hurt like that and they've lost someone so close to them, you have to be kind of sensitive towards these people's emotions, because you don't know what that person, you know, is dealing with. And death is very hard, you know. So for even people that go away and fight these wars and everything, you know what I'm saying, y'all, and come back from war, and you know, some that don't make it back from war, you know, and even still, and I'm looking at all humanity. I mean, yes, I'm an American. I'm a full red-blooded American. I love my country. But at the same time, what we have to do is be mindful that those Iraqs, Somalians, and whoever these people are, you know, the names of the countries, I don't want to disrespect anyone, but I just want everyone to know that each death, each life is important. It's very important. So this song goes out to everyone that's left this planet and to all of us that are still here having to love and live without our loved ones, y'all. Let's stay in prayer and let's stay focused, because, you know, I say this, live your life like it's the last, because one day you're going to be right. Lay back a minute, y'all. Rest in peace to all the people that have left us.
How do I say goodbye to what we had? The good time that made us laugh, I'll wave them back. I thought we'd get thank you. and I'll take with me the memory.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to Trey Love Radio. You know, that song was dedicated to all the soldiers that we lost, you know what I'm saying, male and female. You know, and when I say soldiers, I'm talking about people in general. Look at me, general, y'all. That's this vodka. I'm sitting over here at the Fresh Sugar Shack drinking live in North Hollywood, California. But I have a very, 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 very special guest and woman, a friend on the line, a close friend of mine, man. I've been knowing this woman for umpteen years. I mean, just, oh, man, we got so many stories we could tell y'all about just how much fun we've had just within our friendship, kicking it all. Pat ain't even listening. She just, yes. Who you praising, Pat? Just, yes, that's my boy over there. All right, everybody. I want y'all to welcome model, actress, gorgeous. Yo, I'm talking about y'all think America's top model. Nothing on this one. What's up, Miss Mason? How you doing today?
I'm great. And yourself? Thank you.
Pat, you know I'm handling my business. This is Patty Mason, everybody. You know what I'm saying? One of South Florida's own, one of the most beautiful women I've ever had the opportunity, pleasure of knowing, meeting, my homegirl, man. Pat, what's going on out there at 305? Talk to the people.
305, Carroll City, coming to you live. It's a lot going on. You just got to stay positive here, you know, stay working and keep your head in the game, know what's going on in the streets, know what's going on in corporate world. You got to stay in touch with reality.
Well, see, that's one thing that you've always been very, very good at, and I appreciate you for that. You know what I'm saying? I mean, I would just tell the family, I've been knowing this woman since, Pat, how many years has it been? We ain't going to tell our age or nothing, but what?
Did
we know each other
back
when?
Don't tell it.
But I knew you before I did Comic View. That was in 2002, so we were working at that, we used to work at the golf place.
I'm lying.
We don't keep a hush, but yeah, we used to work back then, so it's been so many years. Pat, I know
you have
babies.
But what are the haters saying now? What are the haters saying now that Trey Love is worldwide known, internationally known?
You know what, Pat? It's so ironic that you say that, because today's show, the topic is living your dream no matter what people say, no matter what ones think. Even the ones I've learned, what I've come to realize is even the people closest to you can have issues with what you're doing. You know what I mean? And you
exactly.
know, you're thinking people got love for you. You're like, yeah, I know you got my back. And then, you know, the reality kicks in that you got to have your own back, because, you know, the love you start realizing is superficial. And, Pat, you even know people, well, why you ain't doing this? Why you ain't doing that? Here go what the haters is looking at now, because I even got word back. Man, Trey Love doing his thing, man. When last time you heard from Trey? I relocated from Miami altogether, and from what I heard and understand, I'm not taking anything away from any other comic that's doing their thing. But it seems to me that, Pat, a lot of them is doing the same thing they was doing back then, and I've done so much and I'm still continuing to do so much more.
And you keep up the good work. What happened is they stay into a zone where they need to take it to the next level, and they don't do that here. And then, of course, you got the crafts, because if you could recall our conversation years ago, I got in your ear, and I told you, look, not everybody's going to be happy for you.
Mm.
You have to realize not everybody's going to be happy for you.
Mm.
They didn't see where you wanted to go. They had no clue.
Mm.
But I saw your dream and your destiny, and it was not to be here. That's why you're not here now.
Wow. Wow. Well, I want everybody to hear that. And like I said, the topic for today is live your own dream. Don't allow dream thieves and peace thieves to take away from your dream, take your confidence. And, Pat, one thing you knew when we was kicking it, you know what I'm saying, down there in Florida, I had a lot of confidence about myself. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
I had a big a big aura about myself. And the thing is, but the thing I want to make sure that I say to the family, I was not in no way, shape, or form trying to degrade anyone else with me being and knowing that I was big. Just because I was big didn't mean, and I knew in my head, even though, like, God has blessed me to be on CSI, you know what I'm saying, with Larry Freshburn, God has blessed me to be in Justin and Kelly, 20th Century Fox Film, Swoops commercial, nationally sad commercial, toured doing stand-up, made hella money, you know what I'm saying? Still on my grind, out here in L.A., doing it Hollywood style. But even before I was doing this, I knew what God had planned for me. But the thing was, I personally never tried to degrade or make anyone feel less than because I knew what my greatness was. I still uplifted people. I still gave people their pat on the back and confidence that, man, that was a good show. But you know what the irony of that was? Nobody ever was willing to give that back to me.
Exactly, but I was there for you, and I'm here for you still. What happened is a lot of people are not in their circle, and when you're not in your circle, that can create a problem because now you're trying to be who you're not just
right.
to stoop down to their level. And a lot of times people are around individuals that they don't supposed to be around, and what will happen is they'll bring them, they'll act like they're on their level, and then they'll bring you down to their level.
Mm. And that's something
so you
that
have
I've,
to know,
noticed.
You have to know where you stand far as in life.
Right. Right. And that's the thing. And see, that's what I've come to learn and realize. And another thing I realize is you can't hang with everybody. You can't share your dreams with everybody. You can't give everybody. And that's the thing. You know, Pat, I was a nice guy. So I just want to just, hey, everybody, you know what I'm saying? We can do this, y'all. Let's hang out. But the reality is everybody's not able to take, understand, and accept. You know what I'm saying? What it is that I'm doing? Because like you said, they didn't have the vision, they don't have the understanding. So what it is? I've come to realize it kind of makes these people angry. Like, oh, well, who do you think he is? What do you think he's doing?
Well,
you know,
if nobody talks about you, you're not doing nothing.
Mm.
You're not doing nothing. And I used to tell my friends or my supposedly friends when I hear them say, oh. All these hating assholes, excuse my French, and all
no,
these
No, we
jealousy.
Talking. This is 5G radio. This is trailer radio. We can do this. Go ahead.
Okay, all them hating assholes and all these jealous bitches. And I said, ooh, me? I don't have those problems. Only, lo and behold, I was in the dark. When
right,
I had
wow.
snakes all around me.
Wow.
When I had knives all in my back.
Wow.
Yes. So you
well,
have
ladies
to
and
know
gentlemen,
your...
if you go to my Facebook, I just posted a picture of Patricia Mason on my Facebook profile to show you the gorgeous woman that I have live on the Trailer of Radio with me. And I'm going to tell you something, very beautiful girl. But the thing that Pat has and has always had over her beauty is her humility and her peace and her contentment. This young lady has been a friend of mine and close to me for years simply because of that. And she did support me and back me up and kind of just gave me that nudge a long time ago to let me know that things was all right, no matter what other people were saying about me. And see, the thing is, I totally see and know where she's coming from as far as you, especially, you know, you being a woman and you thinking people got your back. You know what I'm saying? Like, oh, yeah, me and you are all right. But then as time goes on, I'm noticing the older we get, the more we learn, the more we see. The reality sets in. You don't quite got my back the way I thought you had my back. You understand me?
Not at all.
Mm. Mm.
So you keep doing what you're doing, and you haven't even seen nothing yet. And you have to speak that into existence, and that's what our young people do not do.
Right.
That's what people do not do. They do not reach their full potential or their destiny because they're discouraged by people that's around them. They have to get in their circle.
Right. I'm learning that. Pat, I want to dedicate this next song. You know what I'm saying? It's coming from Gucci. Pat, do I got you for a minute? Because I'm going to do a show for a little bit. Can I have you back? You know what I'm saying? Play a couple of songs. Can you stay on the line with me?
Oh, sure. My pleasure.
Okay. Oh, man, I appreciate it, girl. Don't mess around and be my co-host on here. All right, everybody. Look, this next song goes out to all them haters, 305. This song goes out to all the haters in L.A. This song go out to all the haters in Chicago. This song go out to all the haters in Atlanta. This song go out to all the haters in Texas. This song go out to all the haters nationwide. This song go out to all the haters worldwide. I'm going to tell you something. If you got any sense, you better bet on Trey. You better play Trey, baby, because just like my friend just told you right now, I've been winning a long time. damn time. So you go ahead and you go with number two if you want to. Trey Love will always be number one. I sit what you talk about and I piss it out, man. This Gucci Mane, hater raid. This to all y'all haters, those near, those far. Church.
Yeah, pull out the dub. It's Fergie.
Girl, let me tell you something. Girl, let me tell you. because see, let me tell you, women, you know, my uncle here with me, we live over the Sugar Shack. Let me show you. Come here, look at this picture, You know how we say women fine, right? Like they fine. Hold on, let me show you. Man. Hold on, y'all. We live this Facebook Friday, so you know I'm Facebook, and I got to show my uncle, my friend. She's my friend. Praise God. Praise Allah that she's my friend. I'm gonna praise Allah that we've been friends, and that's the blessing of it being friends. Now, see her. What you got to say, Unc? Hold on, y'all. This is Uncle Lloyd Taylor live on Trey Love Radio. What you got to say, Unc?
Hey, Unc.
If I see it, they would lock my hand up.
My uncle over here is scared. He's at a loss for words just looking at you.
I don't bite, Unc. I don't bite. I might scratch.
She say she don't bite. She say she scratch. He tell me she'll make him scratch the paint off the wall. Look, I'm not finna be relaying you two's cute messages to each other. But yeah, Pat, for real though, you know what I'm saying? I just want to say to you, you know, and I always say this to, you know, women such as yourself that are beautiful. God was in a good mood because, see, he had to make you. You understand what I'm saying? Why are you laughing, huh? She had to be made. Somebody, you know, the Father on high had to create her. And see, you know, considering myself part of God, you know what I'm saying, a walking God in the flesh. He says the fact is still over. No, I don't think she's having no more kids. No. My uncle said,
it ruined
how your mama
my
doing?
Figure? Are you kidding me?
And talking about ruining her figure. Lord, Pat, you so fine, you can have about 4 or 5 babies and bounce right back.
It's all
you
in
that
the kind
of fine. Yeah, you it's that kind of fine. As a matter of fact, speaking of genius, uncle just asked about your mama.
Oh, wow. My mom.
She said, oh,
if
wow.
I had everything my mom had, I would be dangerous. With her curly
wow.
hair and her clear complexion.
Oh, wow. Man,
yes.
I'm listening to the details on Mama. It sounds good. Sounds good to me.
The apple doesn't fall
Pat,
far from the tree.
I hate,
and
you know
that
because
you're a beauty, just like your mom. Your mom's beautiful.
Oh, thank you to everyone that just heard that my mother passed away, and I was that's what the show started about, just talking about her and reminiscing on the people that we've loved and lost. You know, my mother passed away August 11th of 1997, and just truly walking in her form, everybody always says, like, the people that knew her best was like, man, you look just like your mama. You look just as soon as I saw you, I saw her. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, realistically, my mother, she gave birth to me, and I got to get credit. Like you said, apple don't fall too far from the tree. My brother, he good looking too. Let me stop. I'm gonna stop.
Oh wow!
You hear me?
Sometimes you have to pat yourself on the back because no one else is gonna do it.
You know what's so crazy about that? You are the truth will set you free because realistically, everyone. And you know it's funny when you think highly of yourself and you're trying to do things to be highly of yourself. It takes the people that don't have what you have and want to sit back and always analyze. Well, you ain't all that. Want to sit back? You know? Well, hold on. I'm here to tell all you mother. I am all that. And Pat, you all, oh, girl, let me stop because I almost got pregnant. Anyway, why y'all laughing? Pat, I remember when I first met you, Pat. I remember it was, I forgot who it was. I'm going to tell you who it was. It was Delvin when we were sitting in the back and training at that job we used to work at when we worked for the factory.
Yes.
You like, mm-hmm. You like how I said that? Okay, tell him
yes,
about,
I do.
I was like, boy. Okay, the factory. I said, boy, that girl there. That's one good looking woman. We just sit. I just was like when you came in to work every day. And said, hi. Good morning.
Hi. Good morning. I am a morning person. Good morning.
Mm-hmm. As a matter of fact, when I got shot January 29, 2001, the first person to greet me and hug me after I got out the hospital was you.
Oh, wow.
You don't remember that?
Thank you. I remember.
No,
seriously. I remember.
You remember that?
That was so, but that's Miami. You know, you never know what's going to happen where. That's why you got to stay prayed up and covered because
yeah,
this is Miami. You never know what to expect when or where.
You never really do. And on that note, I'm going to play a little song because I want the people to be mindful. January 29th, and I want to just explain this hate that comes from the haters. I want to explain to the haters what you don't realize you do. I was talking about death. Fortunately, there's a bigger God than a hater. Because January 29th, 2001, ladies and gentlemen, I was leaving a strip club called Baby Dolls. And Patty's on the phone right now, and ironically, I have her on the phone with me to attest to this. no lie. When I tell people I got shot, sometimes, you know, people kind of like, oh, did you make that up? You know, because they look at me and not to brag. Well, you know what? I can brag because I got somebody on the phone right now to understand my bragging, that it's not to make seem like I'm better than you, but I'm bragging because I'm still walking. God had a plan for me that he may have not had for you. But January 29, 2001, I was shot in the back leaving Baby Dolls. I performed at the Improv Comedy Club down in Miami. Shout out to y'all. And I left there and went to a strip club called Baby Dolls, which is on 79th and 27th, right across the street from the 79th Street Flea Market. I know that people down in 305 can totally relate and know what I'm talking about. And leaving that strip club that night, I received one bullet in my back, and it was 19 shells at the scene. People asked me, because even Pat can attest, my drug dealing friend said, who shot you? Everyone wanted to know, who shot me? Why did they shoot me? What was your reasoning for shooting? Because people, my name is Lewis. People, who shot Lewis? You know what I'm saying? And then you had people from the industry. Trey Love got shot. It was like one of those things, like you just said it. Trey Love got shot? Like, what? Like, out of all the people you expect to get shot, I got shot.
Exactly. But you know what? You have to have a test in order to give a testimony.
Yes, you do.
And
yes, you do.
What happened is you just wasn't probably supposed to be there. Maybe that was too a wake-up call for you to get the heck from over here. And again, you're over there on the West Coast. You're on another level.
You know what's crazy? Right? It's funny that you say that, because after I got shot, that's when I knew I was going to leave Miami. I was just talking to my brother last night and told him, I said, I feel like if I would have stayed, something bad would have happened. And you know what? Not to discredit or take away from that city, but it just wasn't the city for me.
For you.
Right, meant for me to live. Even though I was raised there, I was schooled there, I had good times there, I had kids there, I lost my virginity there. No.
Oh, gosh.
Right? What? I'm saying.
Too much information.
1558 Northwest 1st Avenue. My mama owned the apartment building. I want to shout Rochelle out for molesting me.
Big up,
Rochelle, for molesting me and making me the man I am today. Thank you, woman. I appreciate it. Hey, it is what it is. The thing I'm not good at is lying. I have to tell the truth. She was much older than me and came and put some of that thing on me, and it was really, really good. But with that being said, I want to say to everybody, yeah, you know I'm a comic, y'all. I love life. I'm a live. And like I say, you know, when I got shot, it was a wake-up call, because the things I was doing, though I didn't feel I was doing too much bad, the things I was doing, I realized and knew. Whatever I was doing, I didn't need to do no more, because that wasn't what God wanted me to do. And that's when I kind of decided that I needed to leave Miami, because when you have such a traumatic experience such as that, you know, you kind of realize, is this the place I'm supposed to be? Why is something like this happening to me? Because you got to have love for people, and people got to have love for you. But I want to say to the haters, realize, haters, that you would have taken me from my twin daughters, haters. Realize you would have taken me from my cousins, and realize more than anything, me, you would have taken me away from my career. You would have taken me away from my life, because before I got shot, I hadn't yet did BET's Comic View. Before I got shot, I hadn't yet done From Justin to Kelly. Before I got shot, I hadn't yet done the Swoops commercial. Before I got shot, I hadn't yet been in the movie My Big Fat Hip Hop Family. Y'all don't hear me, church. Before I got shot, I hadn't done the movie Treasure in the Hood. Before I got shot, I hadn't done the R. Kelly video. You see what I'm saying? So all the things that I have done, even today, living in Los Angeles, live on blogtalkradio.com/Trey Love Radio, I would not have been able to do any of this, father my kids, or do any of the things that I'm doing had that bullet went the wrong way and hit me in my heart, because it hit me out. Let me show you how good God is. When the bullet hit me, it bounced off my bone and went through my shoulder. It was an in-and-out wound, and it went into my body. But the fact that that bullet went into my body, it still makes me think and let me realize that I have a reason. But to you haters and to you devils and to you demons, this song goes out to you. And I'm going to tell you, I'm always wise and I'm always watching. Pat, stay in line, because I got something real good coming up for us. Me and you going to take it back down memory lane, girl. You know who I'm finna play.
I can't wait.
You already know. I know you. I can't wait. And we're going to tell that story when I come back. But for now, this song goes out to all you demonic haters that don't believe. And even if you don't believe, that's fine. But this is the ones who try to take a dream away, to defer a dream. This song goes out to you, Jay-Z, Lucifer.
Suggest you call my lawyer. I know the procedure. Block my body, can't easily explain why we adapt to crime. I'd rather die enormous than live dormant. That's how we on it. Live at the main event, I better trip them out, we on it. Presidential suites, my residential for the weekend. Confidentially speaking in code since I sent you beacon. To NXS rental, don't be fooled, my game is mental. We both out of town, dawg. What you trying to get into? Viva Las Vegas, see ya later at the crab tables. Meet me by the one that starts the G up. This way, no fraud, Willie's present, gambling, they re up. And we can have a pleasant time sipping margaritas. G-G-G.
Can I live? Can I live? Can I live?
My mind is infested with thick thoughts that circle like Alexis. It's driven wrong, it's sure to hurt you. Dual level like duplexes. In unity, my crew and me commit atrocities like we got immunity. You guessed it. Manifested intangible goods, platinum Rolexes. We don't leave me by the whole car. As you should. My confederation, detonation. Explode on detonation. Overload the mind of the said patient. When it falls the scene, it comes to it. We all fiends gotta do it. Even righteous minds go through this. This street school is to spend our money foolish.
Born
with jewelers and watch for intruders. I stepped it up another level, meditating like a Buddhist. Recruiting lieutenants with ludicrous dreams of getting cream. Let's do this. It gets TDS, so I keep one eye open like CVS. You see me stressed, right?
Yeah, we talking about
can I live?
We addressing y'all, can I live? Can I live without you shooting at me? Can I live without you talking about me? Can I live without you trying to take from me? Can I live like that?
Can I live?
Can I? So see, what I'm trying to do is let you live. You understand what I'm saying? I'm going to give you, I'm going to give you your props. I'm going to give you your respect. But can I get mine back? Like Kanye say, hater niggas marry hater bitches and have hater kids. That's the way it is. Welcome back to 5G Radio, man. This Trey Love God, good Roy, good game. I can't even get it out, y'all. It's Facebook Friday. This vodka is good to me. You know what I'm saying? So I'm live out here chilling, man. I got a very, 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 very special and beautiful guest on the line. You know what I'm saying? Good friend of mine. We've been holding it down for umpteen million years. Someone that's been knowing me, knows my struggle. Someone that saw what happened to me. You know what I'm saying? Because it's like when you try to explain to people, look, this is what I've been through. People don't want to hear it. But you know what I'm saying? Some people have concern and you know, have a God in them and have love in them and can see beyond. And that's what I appreciate this lady for. And that's what this lady has done. And that's why even to this day, all these years later,
all love. All
girl, don't be loving me. I'm telling you, I will get pregnant. If Pat,
you know what?
You my friend. What's up, baby?
I love you, too. You know what? You never know where you're going unless you know where you've been. But the thing is not to stay in the rearview mirror because you will never move forward. You will crash. You cannot stay in the rearview mirror. But you cannot forget where you've been or you will not know where you're going.
Y'all better
and
pay
that's
attention.
Something I have to say you never done. You have never forgotten about me. You always check up on me and everything.
Yeah.
So I just want to sincerely tell you I appreciate that from the bottom of my heart.
Well, Pat, that's what true friendship is about, and that's one thing that I know that we've been and one thing I've tried to be to you and one thing that I know for a fact that you've been to me. Speaking of friendship, I want to talk to the people, and I want you to help me tell this story about back in the day when I was doing my thing. You know, I tell people in a minute I'm a male video, what's the word I want to use? A male video garden tool. How about that?
Sounds good. It is.
I cleaned that up. But back in the day when I was doing my male, look at you. When I was doing my male video garden tool thing, you know, that's when we were, you know, I was still at the time, people, I tell people my story, you know, I was still working a job. And you and I, that's when we met, became good friends. And we began to hang out, you know what I'm saying, and do things together. And I want you to tell the people where you went with me one night and whose video you were actually in and got to meet. And tell the people a little bit about that. I want you to tell the story because, I mean, we share this. You know, me and you share this. So I want you to tell the people the story and just give it to the people for a minute. And then from there, I'm going to go ahead and play a couple of his cuts. You know how it is.
Well, you mentioned to me that you saw something in me and that I need to consider being in a music video. And I was like, yeah, whatever, yeah. So anyhow, I took him up on it. And I met a mutual friend, a now mutual friend of ours, And she sent me out there to the cast calling, and I showed up to the video shoot, and the video was for R. Kelly and Jay-Z.
See, we both laughing because we was there, right? We was there, man. What was it like? Hey, Pat, tell everybody what it was like. I mean, because me and you was hanging, you know. It was people on the set. Me and you was on the side. You know, Pat, I still got a beautiful picture of us that night, me and this other young lady. I can't think of her name. You know the picture I'm talking about, right?
Just don't put it on Facebook. Would you promise me that?
I promise you. I promise you, because you had your anatomy was, it was, I got you. I got you. But that's my picture, though.
But I do want to see it. I do want to see it.
I'm going to shoot it over to you. But tell the people, I'll never forget when we was on set before Kels came out, y'all. It was a Fiesta video. Me and Pat was out there on the, you know, Fiesta. Kels was doing his thing. But before Kels came out, you know, we had got there early, y'all. We was on the set, you know, doing music videos. And I'll never forget when Kels walked out, man. Pat looked at me like, oh, my God.
I was so starstruck.
Pat, let me tell you something. The irony of that is I usually, you know, especially doing what I do, especially now, I meet a lot of stars. But back then, that was kind of like when I was first really getting into it, you know. And I cannot lie, when Robert Kelly, y'all, walked out of his trailer and came up, he had his shades on back then. He had braids. He had this little red jumpsuit on. And I remember he just looked at everybody. He was like, yo, y'all ready to get this motherfucking party started? And we all just was like, what? Hella cool, man. Hella smooth, dude, man. I mean, it was just like, it was such a blessing. Because born in Chicago, just like this man. And you know what? A lot of people don't know that. Well, a lot of people do know, because, of course, he puts that out in his music. But myself and R. Kelly were both born in Chicago. R. Kelly is a victim of gun violence himself, and he lost his mother to cancer as well. So I just want to say that, you know, for people like us that have experienced so much tragedy and so much hurt and so much pain, you all don't realize the passion behind our music, the passion behind my comedy, and the passion behind what we try to do just to make you all happy. Because even Kels, even though I'm a doctor of sorts in comedy, making people laugh, I consider R. Kelly a doctor of sorts because his music got me through the hardest times in my life.
Yes, and his songs are always very, very real. And again, this just goes to show that you can't keep a good person down. People probably don't see what R. Kelly does on the forefront right now, but trust me, he's making music and he's writing for people and everything, because what God gives to someone, no one can take away.
Wow.
No one can
ever take away. I want all the haters and all the people that try to doubt and negate what a brother's doing to listen to what this lady just said. I want you to repeat that one more time. Pat, say that one more time. Tell them about what God gives the person, because I think that really needs to be reiterated, because people that don't have it don't understand it. And if you don't understand it, don't degrade it or try to take away from it or try to pull it down. It's not for you to understand. Now say that one more time, Pat.
What God gives to you, no one can take away, because they didn't give it to you to begin with. God blessed and anointed everyone with a talent. And for all the haters, God gave it to them. God gave the individual the talent, and so it will be. And he makes your enemy your footstool as well.
I'm learning and realizing that.
Keep their hands off of God's children.
Y'all better watch yourself. Y'all hear this sister preaching now that I'm getting chills, Church Tabernacle.
Free.
And this song goes... You know what? I'm having a good time. I'm starting to realize I may have a co-host that's going to be calling in from Miami, Florida. Y'all see how this is going? She's doing a thing. Voice sound good. We got some clarity going. So this song is dedicated to myself and my good friend, Patty Mason, and it's also dedicated to all of R. Kelly fans. And to let y'all know, you know, when it goes down, you know, it just goes down. And it don't matter where you at and how you doing, what you doing, and this ain't going to be just one. We're going to play a couple of them, but just to show you how my boy do his thing, man. When we live, you know, and we doing what we do, this is just how it goes down, Chicago style, baby. Trey Love Radio, get you some.
305.
Get freaky in the club. Baby, this your boyfriend. Come on. Girl, let me see your body go la la. Now back that thing up and make it go boom ba. The way you're whining it, girl, don't stop. Come on, baby. Girl, let me see your body go la la. Now back that thing up and make it go boom ba. The way you're whining it, girl, don't stop. Come on, baby. Get freaky in the club. Get freaky in the club. Get freaky in the club.
Song I could fuck the whole damn Gangsta,
no matter how high I get, you know your boy ain't gonna quit. I'ma talk that shit, swallow spit, touch booty like I'm playing it. I got a bad bitch in Chicago, a couple bad bitches in Toronto, a rich ass vet in Lake Tahoe, and man, she bought a nigga a Diablo. I pull up to the mall in my tour bus, and not a whole mall's on my tour bus. Sippin' on Patron in my tour bus. Now we're pulling up to my home in my tour bus. And it's so crazy, where my lady? See, I want all y'all to have my baby. Shawty, I see them bitches hating on you. Give me a minute, and I have them bitches rubbing on you. Cause y'all all think alike wearing Gucci.
And if I could, I would like to make out Gucci.
Filet mignon, that pussy. I'ma get in and on that pussy. If she let me in, I'ma own that pussy. Gon' throw it back and bust it open like you supposed to. Girl, I got that dope dick. Now come here, let me dope you. You gon' be a dope fiend. Your friends should call you dopey. Tell them keep my name out their mouth, or they don't know me. But you can't come and kill them shit. I fuck the whole group, baby, I'm a groupie. My sex game is stupid, my head is the dumbest. I promise I should be hooked on phonics, yeah. But anyway, I think you're bionic. And I don't think you're beautiful, I think you're beyond it. And I just wanna get behind it and watch you
back it up and dump it back, back it up.
Cause we like her, and we like her too. And we like her.
Baby, I just wanna go low. Oh, do you mind if
take their time. And some people procrastinate, some people bump and grind, cause they with that full play. But it's like that green to me. Lick it and roll it, babe. Six is like dope to me. So let's get it cracking, baby.
For instance, show it like the red light blue. Show me my play.
Stop you up with some biscuits. And go on and tell you.
Until you make it rain.
Tonight I'll be giving you brains.
Kelly doing his thing. Welcome back, sexy. You know what we used to call you, Pat?
What? I want to know.
I'm gonna be totally honest with you. It's time to go ahead and let the cat out the back, and I'm going to tell you what we used to call you behind your back. You ready? I'm going to tell you what we always call you behind your back, and this ain't no lie. I'm going to tell you, I'm just being real. It's real. We used to call you sexy ass Pat. That was behind your back, though.
Oh, wow.
We never just said, like, Pat, you know, Pat, yeah, Pat. No, like, what we used to say, like, behind your back, me and the fellas, you know, I know some of the fellas, they listen, they like, man, Trey, you shouldn't have told her that. But I'm telling you, I ain't going to tell you their name. But what we, your nickname was Sexy Ass.
Oh, wow.
Well, Sexy Ass Pat.
It sounds like some MIA talk, too.
Right, old sexy ass Pat. That's how we used to talk about it. So we didn't talk about you bad. We talked about you good. Pat, this is what
I
want you to do right now. Yeah, so that's a good, like, even, yeah, that's a good thing. You know what I'm saying? We didn't, like, you know, call you, you know, say nothing there. We was like a sexy ass Pat, you know? So right now, Dina Jacobs, want to. I appreciate you for appreciating that. Dina Jacobs, want to shout her out. That's a young lady in my that's out here doing her thing. You know what I'm saying? Actress, entertainer. She's got reality shows and stuff. She's going to be on Trey Love Radio. Y'all make sure you check it out. Don't take it for granted, man. We're doing some major stuff. But before I – because I got a couple things I need to do. But before I do, Pat, do you have any shout-outs you want to give out, birthday shouts? You want to let anybody know, like, what's up with you? You know, anybody that you have that, you know, you just want to say what's up to right now?
Well, I do want to say what's up to Shateria Grant. You all will be hearing about her. That's my daughter. She's a great, talented actress, dancer, and she's going places. Again, you will hear about Shateria Grant, and we're creating the Facebook, Twitter, all that. You know what I'm saying?
Wow.
And that will be Shateria Studios because she does more than just act. So this will be Shateria Studios, and, of course, I'm a poet myself, and I'll be writing songs, which will be mentioned on the site. So, again, I'd like to shout out to my daughter, Shateria Grant, and my son, Gerald Grant, and they're going places. You can even Google my son. You can Google him. He did a commercial with Dwayne Wade for Cartoon Network.
Wow. Y'all hear that, ladies and gentlemen?
Yes.
Y'all hear that, ladies and gentlemen? Everything happened
and
for a
no
reason.
No haters will be holding them down because, again, what's meant for you will be yours. They can't take away what God gives you.
You know what I realized too, and I heard something before somebody told me something. And I was dealing with some things in life because I've always tried to help people and love people, and I've had concern for people. And the thing is, I've come to realize that the same people that had concern and love, well, didn't have that same love and concern for me. And someone close to me told me a long time ago, God ain't gonna bless you until you let go of certain people. Because see, the thing is, God wants to bless you. But see, he know if he blesses you, you'll be a blessing to others, and those others aren't deserving of his blessings. Hold on, did I break that down right?
I'll say you did.
Mm-hmm. Because see, we want to be blessed, right? But see, what we don't realize is that everybody that's in our circle, everybody that's in our realm, they're not meant to be part of your blessing. Your blessing may be for you. It may not be for them. You know what I'm saying? So I just want to put that out there. And, man, shout out to you babies, man. I remember when they were little kids, man. I saw pictures of these kids, man. They were just drop dead gorgeous. They've gotten even more gorgeous. Pat, make sure you post your baby's pictures to my Facebook and everything. And also, you know, I'm going to pass word about them. And we're going to be doing a lot of stuff. Whatever music y'all got, whatever's cracking, you know what I'm saying? Shout out to my main man, Brendan the Best, yo. That's my son over there, man. That's my little kid, man. You know what I'm saying? That boy doing his thing. Y'all check him out on Facebook, man, doing it real big. I see you over there, Lucy. You know what I'm saying? I see you over there, Chevette. You know, people popping up talking to me on Facebook. I got my girl, Brittany. You know what I'm saying? She's an awesome singer. She's supposed to be hitting up Trey Love Radio, man. We got some stuff cracking. Shout out to my girl Forever, formerly known as Thug Miss. And to, right at this moment, I got to get my my birthday shouts out and let everybody know that has a birthday today, you know what I'm saying, that you get love from Trey Love Radio. To Thabby, my girl out there in South Africa, much love to you. Happy birthday, sweetheart. To Karen Marie,
wow.
Happy birthday, darling. Yeah.
From the motherland.
In South Africa. Yeah, yeah. You know, Pat, you know how I used to roll. I think that's why you ain't never liked me. Let me stop.
Oh, wow.
Like,
you know
cute,
what it was?
Know.
I loved you, and I love you still.
Well, see, that's all right. Now, see, girl, now you make my little heart feel right. So, you know, I need that. And it's ironic. Karen Marie, happy birthday to you. She has the same birthday as Tabby. That's ironic. Two people that I really like. Stephanie Smith, happy birthday. China Black, happy birthday. To Mr. John Tuell, happy birthday, sir. Mike Thaxton, happy birthday. Kelly Smith, happy birthday. Michael Colson, happy birthday. Janet Boswell Williams, happy birthday, girl. To Lynn Ye Givens Marsh, that's how her name is said, and I studied my white and my Negro, so that's how her name is said. Imani Medina, happy birthday. To Pamela Means Knox, happy birthday. To Belle Boutwe, happy birthday. To Miss Danisha Jackson, happy birthday. To Naisha, and her last name on Facebook, y'all, is B-E-Y-A-T-C-A. So that's Biatch to Naisha Biatch. Happy birthday, Naisha.
Oh, wow.
Hey, that's what she got wrote. You know what I'm saying? Sharon Campbell, happy birthday. To Yvette Nicole Brown, happy birthday, darling. Let me get – I got 5,000 friends, so y'all got to forgive me. Everybody got to get their shout-out today. To Tony Alvarez – to Alvarez, I'm sorry, happy birthday. To Shanika – this is my cousin, Leverett Wally. Oh, yeah, she dang so. My cousin, she got all my family last names, Wally and Leverett. Y'all know, they be talking about white people do incest. White people ain't the only ones do incest. I just want y'all to know. I'm just serious.
Oh,
Monique,
wow.
Bright. Don't pay me no attention. Monique Bright, happy birthday. To Tish, Doing It My Way Neil. I like that, baby. I really like that. To Tish, Doing It My Way Neil, happy birthday. To Jackie Fabulous Champagne, happy birthday. Pat, you know anybody with a birthday?
Well, a special friend of mine, Tawana Akins. She's educating these young kids, and she's also a mentor for these young kids in the areas where most people don't want to talk about, Liberty City. She went back to where she's from, and she's mentoring, and not only mentoring, teaching them. And they're passing the state test in phenomenal numbers. Again, shout out to Tawana Akins. It's her birthday, and much love.
Much love to Tawana Akins and everybody on my Facebook page that I gave a birthday shout out to. And hold on, let me go to the other page. Y'all stay on with me for a line. While I'm doing this, so for a second, while I'm doing this, Pat, I want you to talk to the people. Let me think what I want you to talk to the people about while I go to my other page, because, see, I got two pages, so I got to give all my birthday shout-outs before I play the song. Talk to the people about what it's been like. What I want to talk about is, because, see, when we have children, people tend to, oh, you should do, or in relationships, people tend to say, oh, you should do that. But, see, it was your dream to have the children that you have. It was your dream to be Patty Mason, you know, and it was God's dream to make you Patty Mason, because if he didn't have that dream for you, you would not be who you are today. So talk about the dream thieves that have come in your life and that you've had to repel against, you know what I'm saying, while I go to this next phase and get his birthday shots before I get to music.
Okay, Patty Mason coming from you from Trey Love Station. In regards to being a single mom, we all know it's not easy, but let your kids be your motivation to help you to do the right thing and lead by example. You must lead by examples because the kids are watching you and they want to be a replica of you. And just to touch bases on the kids that I have now two teenagers, and to you single moms who think that, yes, you can do it by yourself, you could do it on your own. You could do it on your own. However, if you're raising a son, just do know that they do need a man around. They do need a man around.
Wow.
Without looking or judging a book by its cover, you know, you could be missing out on your blessing and giving up a good husband, a good father figure for your child. Yes, we're strong. We're independent. But just know that these young men, a dying species, they need a positive male role model in their life. So not to discourage you from saying that you can't do it on your own, because you could. But just know that they do need a positive male role model in their life.
Well, everyone, with that being said, you know, I want to say to that young lady, first of all, I want to say to the young lady who you gave a happy birthday shout to you. I'm going to come back to her. But I just want to sincerely say that's real, you know, for these women. And I'm going to say this. I'm going to say what I've learned through experience in dating and dealing with women. Yeah, you say you need a son. You need a man around if you have a son. But I'm going to say this, and I'm going to keep it real 100 from the church. A male influence in a woman's life will help and assist her through her whole life. She'll know how to deal with men better. You understand what I'm saying? You can tell when a woman has been raised without a male figure in her life, because a lot of times these women don't know how to respect men. They don't understand men because they didn't have a man around. So I want to say to the mothers that are single, and I especially want to say to you fathers out there, and I'm going to keep it real with the government and everything, F child support, and I keep that real. Child support shouldn't have to be a financial thing. Child support should have to be you need to be at that daycare. You need to be spending this much time with your child. You need to be where your child is, regardless of if you're in a relationship with the woman or not. Certain things should be obligated to you. You have to take care of the insurance. You have to take care of the medical. It's certain things that need to be taken care of with every child. So that has nothing to do, in my personal opinion, with financial recoup, even though it takes money to do anything in these United States of America and the day that has been set. But just remember, it does take both parents to raise that child. That is a beautiful influence. And when you get to know people, you can tell when a person had a mother and a father in the situation raising that person, because it makes a difference on how we all react and deal with things. That's just my opinion. So to all my fellas out there that got these babies, man, don't neglect your babies, man. Don't hang up the phone when your baby's calling. I'm going to tell you, if you ain't with that broad no more, straight up, F-U-C-K her. Because, and I don't mean literally, I mean figuratively, because you don't need to be worried about if she ain't giving you none and this and that. And I think it takes a really foul dude to act like, oh, well, if you don't get with me, I'm not going to take care of my kids. And that's just want to say to the men out there, man, let's take care of our families, man. Our sons and our daughters, our families all need us.
Yes.
So let's show them love. That's real.
They're the future.
That's real. That's real. So them kids need you more than just their mother, and I don't like the fact that, you know, they emasculated the black man and made all these women feel as if it's okay to raise a child, you know, without the male in the household. I don't, and I'm gonna be straight up, I'm gonna put this out there on the radio. Them white women, them Korean women, them Spanish women, them Chinese women, they ain't raising their kids without no man. Let's just keep it 100 and real. You know, there are circumstances on every angle, but in the black family is where it is apparent and it is most. So we need to stop that. So basically, ladies and gentlemen, with that being said, it's time to get down and dirty. You know, we've been getting on Kels today, you know what I'm saying, because that's what myself and Miss model Patricia Mason have been on, you know what I'm saying. So I always do this when I get my birthday shouts, because what I believe in is really, really, really good sex. So you better be having you some good sex, especially on your birthday. Now, you should have good sex every time you can, but on your birthday, it should be supercalifragilisticexpialidope shit.
Wow.
You like that fat? You like that
fat?
Wow. I'm saying, on your birthday, you shouldn't come. You should see, it's the difference between coming and nutting. On your birthday, you should bust a nut. I mean, listen, you shouldn't just come on your birthday.
It's a movie. It's a movie, dog.
My bad. You should bust a nut. So this song goes out to all my birthday people. Yo, get you some.
Oh.
Shout to LAD.
Girl, it's your birthday. Go, it's your birthday. That bitch in the club on defense, but you brought your A game. Man, I'ma give you heaven
if you leave with me, Charlie.
I wanna be your present.
Girl, unwrap me.
Say goodbye to these guys and hello to my riding. Gonna get us where we need to go. Ha, 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 you must be joking. But I tell you what, baby girl, I'ma bust that pussy. Gonna give you a back rub, then we'll hop in my hot tub. Get managed with my bank tub. Now I got that ass up to the point you're screaming out. It hurts, it hurts, yeah. But you gotta admit it, quench your thirst, you're thirsty.
My sunset.
That was Share My Life by Kim, man. Welcome back to Trey Love Radio, y'all. We doing it so big. It's Facebook Fridays. Having the time of my life, man. Got one of the most beautiful women on the planet in here rocking with me. And I just want to give a shout out to, you know, just situations in life. You know, we live, we love, you know, you go through things with people, you know, you get in relationships. But there comes a time when you have to realize and recognize that maybe it's not working between you and that person, you know, and for whatever much, you know, you try and you put forth maximum effort to be with that person, maybe it's just not meant for you and that person to be. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, a lot of times it's just like with the death, and I'm just trying to explain that to people, man. You got to love and you got to live, and, you know, it may not even be that person's fault. It may not be your fault. It just be maybe just like what Kim said, the chemistry just may not be there. So if you really love someone, this is what you got to do. Kim, set them free.
Baby. The time through the rays of
Baby, you understand what I'm saying? If you don't want to be with me, then I'm going to set you free. I ain't going to be trying to hold on to something that just ain't there. You understand what I'm saying? And that's where we all got to be. You know, these folks out here getting mad and want to just be, oh, baby, be with me, please, please. No, no, that's not going to be Trey. I'm going to give you about how much time? Let me, I'm going to ask a woman, because a woman to know. Pat, how much time
yes.
do you think it should be?
I'm ready for this topic. This is a hot topic. But you know what? First and foremost, you got to love
uh-huh.
yourself first.
Wow.
Love the skin you're in.
Mm.
Love
mm.
the skin
mm.
you're
mm.
in. You have to love yourself first. So when whoever want to say toodaloo, you don't crumble and break down because you know what? You love yourself first.
Wow. Wow. And you know, that's real talk, y'all. I hope y'all hearing that live on Trey Love Radio, you know, because, see, the thing is, man, real talk, you know, when you're dealing with things, you know what I'm saying, and you're loving someone, and that goes for males and females, you know what I'm saying? If you know, for the ladies out there, you know, I know how it is, you know, you feel like, you know, oh, this and that, and, you know, we should be doing this and we should be doing that, he should be doing this and he should be doing that, and then it comes to a point when either you or that person decide that it's over. But here's the point to the person that out there that really puts forth maximum effort on that. I'm really talking about to the people who put everything toward the relationship, and then when somebody come along and say, hey, this ain't working. What you got to do, what Miss Mason said, you got to love you first. I've seen things. I've experienced things. I've gone through things myself. And, you know, you try to put love towards people that ain't going to love you back. And I'm just sorry. I never claim to be nothing but gorgeous, but I'm too damn fine. And, you know, just like Pat, I'm too fine for you not to love me back. If you don't,
exactly.
then
exactly. You have to separate the emotional from logical. Like, you know whether or not that person is your husband or your wife when you meet them. Are you in fantasy world because, oh, he threw it the right way or he slung it the right way or he did this? But realistically, come on, let's be real. You knew when
wow.
you met him whether or not that was your husband. So if you want to just play with him, I'm finished playing with you, peace, so be it. But now you're trying to turn somebody you was playing with to your husband, But you already showed him that this is just a game. But now you want him to take you for real.
Mm-hmm. I hope y'all paying attention. That make a lot of sense.
That's coming from a woman.
You gotta know, that's coming from a woman, and that's the perspective we needed it from. So with that being said, I'm going to go ahead and get my pokes out the way, you know what I'm saying, because it is Facebook Fridays, and you know I got to poke all you ladies prior to getting off Facebook Fridays. And, Pat, did you know I was doing music now?
I did not. Congrats. That's right.
Okay.
Spread your wings.
Well, check this out. Well, check this out, Pat. I'm finna go on and do my pokes, and then I'm gonna play my song, which always follows the poke. So just so you get a chance to check a little bit of your boy out. To Isis, I want to say, girl, you're getting poked. Rainya, I'm poking you, girl. Marcia, I'm poking you. Her name is January. I'm trying to figure out where the hell February, March, and September is at. I'm poking you, girl. Janika, Coco. Janika, get your poke. Coco, get your poke. Jana, get your poke. Shannon, get your poke, baby. LaTanya, get your poke. Radiant, get your poke. Cynthia, I'm poking you too. Gloria, poking you. Robin, poking you. And, oh, yeah, before I continue, I just want to say, ladies, ensure that I will say the first names. I don't want your last names to be said because I really don't want your dude to get mad, you know, with Trey Love poking you all on Facebook. To Diamond, yeah, I'm going to poke you too, baby. Teresa, yeah, get your poke. Lisa, I'm poking you. Raquel, Kia, Lori, Sonya. I got a lot of women. I got to poke 40 women. Elizabeth, I'm poking you too. Deborah, yeah, you get your poke, baby. Trisha, Tracy, get your poke. Nisha, Tapansi, Paula, Natasha. Dang, I love just all these women. See, I got 40 pokes. That's why I chill on the radio, because I have fun getting back with these women. Reja, yeah, let me poke you too. Sydney, I'm going to poke you. Carmen, you get poked, baby. Monica, I got you, baby. Giselle, Edna, Marsha, Mary, Candace, you got my baby name, but you ain't my baby. But if you play your cards right, you could be. And to Brije.
Baby, long baby.
Long head, thick red bone. You Brije, you get your poke. And Pat, I want you to lay back and really, really take put your ear to the phone real good, Pat. Let everybody know. This is straight 305. You know everybody know Trey Love, the comedian. I've been bringing that comedy for a minute. But this right here, let me show you, you know what I'm saying, that I got a little with that mic too, you know what I'm saying? Well, comedy is skill with the mic, but to show that I'm also musically inclined as well. So here it goes, people. This is my jam. Yo, all y'all just got poked, this Trey Love, I'ma rock her. Peep this, Pat.
L.A., Vegas Connect, baby.
Let me touch it, let me hold you, take a piece so I can show you. what I can do in the bed. I am a king, like a master. Want me slow, want me fast, it doesn't matter. Your wish is my goal, I will shock your soul. Bust hard like a revolver, and be the problem solver. Like a crackhead, I'm a rocker.
I'm a rocker.
It's the LA Vegas
her.
Connect, you heard
I'm
me?
Gonna rock
Hit
her.
Works in the same minute.
I'm gonna rock
Kill what? Straight love, hot single dropping right now, y'all. Ha. I'm gonna rock her. Yeah. We gonna take this all the way to the bank, baby. This the one, baby. This the one. To all the ladies out there, I'm gonna do one at a time.
I'm gonna rock her.
Something about being straight love. They asked me how I do it. This the best explanation I could give you.
Get your straight game on, on, on. Get your straight game on, on, on. Get your straight game on. Get your
trait game on. To get your trait game on, you got to grind, redefine, look at the whole world and say it's mine. Before I start every day, I take a moment and pray. Thank the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit for blessing me. Trait, love a boy, king, got Gilroy. Make your girl think about me like I'm her toy. I bring joy and satisfaction with no distraction. I guarantee, pay me a fee, I'll make you see me in 3D. Make you redefine the definition of who you are. Limitless to narrow will tell you how far. You think you wanna go, baby. Do you really know, baby? God gave you a good game and that's 5G, baby. Keep everybody laughing, feet tapping. Be so your girl, for you know what happened. Virgin tight game, keep them clapping. Hit the gym in my book. Keep my mind and body strong. My trade love just goes on and on and on and on.
Get your trade game on. Get your trade game on, on, on. Get your trade game on, on, on. Get your trade game on, on, on. Get your trade game on.
All right,
hello,
ladies and gentlemen. Patty says she got to go.
I'm
but
feeling
real quick,
that. I'm feeling that. That's what's up. Definitely got that MIA flavor in there.
Hey, you heard that, so I got the I'm a rocker. That's Trey Game. I got another cut called Boy Needs a Girl. I'm going to be putting the album out real soon, Pat. You know?
That's what's up.
Yeah, so I know you got the role, baby. I want to thank you so much for your time. We're going to sit down and commiserate, and we got to do this again because I had so much fun with you riding with me, and I appreciate you for taking the moment out of your Friday to spend some time with me on Trey Love Radio.
Thanks for having me. You know I got to go paint the town. This is the MIA. So this is
it's
how we do it down here, you know, South Beach, Hard Rock. Got to go show my faces in a few places. You feel me?
Well, I tell you what, you do that on this end in the Ha Ha Cafe, the Laugh Factory, and a few other spots, and ain't no telling who's going to see me tonight, but I know I'm going to be somewhere getting down, making somebody laugh or touching somebody or feeling on somebody or just giving somebody the game, you know what I'm saying? So you hold it down in 305, I'm going to hold it down in the 323, and we're going to chop it up about doing this again, Pat, because I really enjoyed you and I needed your time and your energy, and I appreciate you for taking the time to call out and support Trey Love Radio.
All the time, anytime, and you keep doing what you're doing.
And I won't ever stop, and you can trust and depend on me for that, sweetheart.
Much love.
Much love, darling. You have a great evening. All right, ladies and gentlemen, we enjoyed our segment, you know, with our special guest, Patty Mason, on the line, man. Y'all check her out. She's my Facebook friend, Patricia Mason, man. Y'all make sure y'all look her up, see what's going on. You know what I'm saying? She'll keep you abreast of her world, you know what I mean? And she's also going to be coming back definitely and doing Trey Love Radio with me, you know what I mean? It's good to have a partner, and it's going to be some more additions to Trey Love Radio, yo. I've been laying back for a reason, man. I have had to get some things in my personal life together. See, that's what a lot of people don't understand, you know? I run this whole thing, you know? When you got a life that you live in, you know what I'm saying, and you're really trying to do things, you gotta make sure that your personal life is together as well as your impersonal life, you know what I'm saying? So your business got to be tight, but you got to have your personal life together. And when I say your personal life got to be together, it's your life to live, you know what I'm saying? Your relationships, the people that you have around you. Be mindful of the people you have around you, because some of them will pull you down and try to take you away from what you're doing, you know? And in forming relationships, you got to be really careful on the people you just listen and allow to get in your game room, because everybody ain't there to help you, just like Pat. Everybody don't wish you well. So to the ones that don't wish me well, that I still wish love to you. You know what I'm saying? And I know that's just the way it is. So I'm going to play a little Tupac. You know what I'm saying? That's just the way it is. And I'm going to follow it up with a little Dear Mama, you know, because as I said before, I lost my mom, but all I did was build my wings and make me strong, because I'm stronger than any one of you will ever know, and that's church.
In the morning and I ask myself, is life worth living, should I blast myself? I'm proud of being poor and even worse, I'm blessed. My stomach hurts, so I'm looking for a purse to snatch. Cops give a damn about a negro. Pull a trigger, kill a nigga, he's a hero. Get a tax to the kids, who the hell cares? One less hungry mouth on the welfare. First ship them, don't let them deal a brother. Give them love, step back, watch them kill each other. It's time to fight back, that's what Huey said. Two shots in the dark, now Huey's dead. I got love for my brother, but we can never go nowhere unless we share with each other. We gotta start making changes. Learn to see me as a brother instead of two distant strangers. And that's how it's supposed to be. How can the devil take a brother if he's close to me? I let it go back to when we played as kids today. That's the way it is. Come on, come on.
That's just the way it is. Things will never be the same. That's just the way it is. Oh, yeah.
Disgrace the racist. We under. I wonder what it takes to make this one better place. Let's erase the waste. Take the evil out the people. They'll be acting right. Cause both black and white and smoke a crack tonight. And the only time we feel is when we kill each other. If they kill, so we real time to heal each other. And although it seems heaven sick, we ain't ready to see a black president. It ain't a secret. Don't conceal the fact. The penitentiary's packed and it's filled with black. But some things will never change. Try to show another way, but staying in the dope game. Now tell me what's the mother to do. To the brother in you,
yeah.
You gotta operate the easy way.
I made it cheesy today,
but you made it in a sleazy way. Sell a crack to the kid.
I gotta get paid,
but hey, well, that's the way it is. Come on, come on.
That's just the way it is. Things will never be the same. That's just the way it is. Oh yeah.
Making some changes. Let's change the way we eat. Let's change the way we live. And let's change the way we treat each other. You see, the old way wasn't working, so it's on us to do what we gotta do to survive. And still, I see no changes. Can a brother get a little peace? It's war on the streets and a war in the Middle East. Set a war on poverty. They got a war on drugs so the police can bother me. And I ain't never did a crime I ain't have to do. But now I'm back with the facts, giving it back to you. Don't let them jack you up, back you up. And pimp smack you up. You gotta learn to hold your own. They get jealous when they see you with your mobile phone. But tell the cops I can't touch this. I don't trust this. When they try to rush, I bust this. And for town number two, you say it ain't cool. But mama didn't raise no fool. And as long as I stay black, I gotta stay strapped. And I never get to lay back. Cause I always gotta worry about the payback. Some fuck that I
just the way it is. Oh yeah.
When I was young, me and my mama had beef. 17 years old, kicked out on the street. Though back at the time, I never thought I'd see a face. Ain't a woman alive that could take my mama's place. Suspended from school, scared to go home. I was the fool with the big boys breaking all the rules. Shed tears with my baby sister. Over the years, we was poor than other little kids. And even though we had different daddies, the same drama when things went wrong, we blamed mama. I reminisce on the stress I caused. It was hell, hugging on my mama from a jail cell. And who thinking elementary? Hey, I see the penitentiary one day. Running from the police, that's right. Mama cast me, put a whoop into my backside. And even as a crack fiend, mama, you always was a black queen, mama. I finally understand, for a woman it ain't easy trying to raise a man. You always was committed, a poor single mother on welfare. Tell me how you did it, there's no way I can pay you back. But the plan is to show you that I understand. You all appreciate it. Tell us it was fair. No love for my daddy, cause the coward wasn't there. He passed away and I didn't cry, cause my anger wouldn't let me feel for a stranger. They say I'm wrong and I'm heartless, but all along I was looking for a father, he was gone. I hung around with the thugs, and even though they sold drugs, they showed a young brother love. I moved out, started really hanging. I needed money of my own, so I started slanging. I ain't guilty, cause even though I sell rocks, it feels good putting money in your mailbox. I love paying rent when the rent's due. I hope you got the diamond necklace that I sent to you. Cause when I was low, you was there for me. You never left me alone because you cared for me. And I can see you coming home after work late. You're in the kitchen trying to fix us a hot plate. Just working with the scraps you was giving. And mama made miracles every Thanksgiving. But now the road got rough, you're alone. Trying to raise two bad kids on your own. And there's no way I can pay you back. But my plan is to show you that I understand. You all appreciate it. And dear mama, you all appreciate it. Pour out some liquor and I reminisce. Cause through the drama I can always depend on my mama. And when it seems that I'm hopeless, you say the words that can get me back in focus. When I was sick as a little kid, to keep me happy there's no limit to the things you did. And all my childhood memories are full of all the sweet things you did for me. And even though I act crazy, I gotta thank the Lord that you made me. There are no words that can express how I feel. You never kept a secret, always stayed real. And I appreciate how you raised me and all the extra love that you gave me. I wish I could take the pain away. If you can make it through the night, there's a brighter day. Everything will be alright if you hold on. It's a struggle every day, gotta roll on. There's no way I can pay you back, but my plan is to show you that I understand.
You all appreciate it. Yeah, y'all, that's that Mr. Tupac Shakur, baby. Dear mama, that was one of the most beautiful songs he ever wrote and made, man, dedicated to his mother, Afeni Shakur. May Mr. Tupac himself rest in peace, man. I just want to say to everybody, man, I hope you enjoyed today's show. Today's topic was live your dream. Remember that your dream is your dream. It's not anyone else's dream, so live it to you, for you, and live it to the fullest, man. And make sure that you have the people around you that are going to support you and pursue your dream, and pursue your dream hard, pursue your dream with a passion, man, because I'm going to tell you something. At the end of the day, baby, when you make it, like I told them, tricks are for kids, man. You know what I'm saying? The ones that I ain't going to make it, you know what I'm saying? For the ones that don't think I have made it, you don't even know what's going on with me, baby, and that's church. I'm pushing hard, and I'm giving everything I
for it's this God-given gift that he gave me, man, and trying to really, really, really make things happen. So I want to say to all the haters and stuff, man, you know what I'm saying? This is off, I'm out, and I'm still pushing. Don't ever think that Trey Love ain't pushing. God gave me too much to not push, baby. You know what I'm saying? So I still will push. I still will sue, and I still will make this thing happen. You know what I'm saying? So make sure y'all tune in. Keep live to blogtalkradio.com/Trey Love Radio. It's going to be a lot more things going on, man. I hope you enjoyed today's show. Got to give a fat shout-out to my co-host today that came in, did a thing, held me down, someone that knows me, someone that has seen and know my struggle. You know what I'm saying? Miss Patty Mason, man, and she loves me, and I love her too, man. Cecily, that's my girl, man. You know what I'm saying? A real friend, someone that believes in me, someone that stood with me through the test of time, man, you know, and seen, you know, firsthand the ills that I had to deal with within the pursuit of my career. So I just want to say to everybody, man, you know, when you're trying to do something, don't think that your friends, your family, your loved ones are always going to support you. Sometimes they're going to say, oh, he crazy, he this, he that. What you got to do is you got to put God in his perspective place, which should be first and foremost in your life, and you got to get it. So haters, I'm going to say it like this here. When the record come out, the album come out, when the DVD drop, don't call me.
Please, girl, stop calling me. Stop calling my phone. Stop calling me. I don't want you, girl. So stop calling me.
Boy, just pick up your phone. I wanna talk to you. I love you, boy.
I don't wanna talk to you. I don't wanna say nothing. As if I do to my homies, it seem like I'm frontin'. When I'm in the Marcy Lago, it seem like I'm stunting. Talking about you loving me when it's the car that you want. Girl, you're very beautiful, but I know your real interest. You probably wouldn't have hollered if I wasn't in this. And I'm sorry to do you wrong and just leave you alone. But I'm hanging up the phone, you could talk to Dow Tone, so.
Robert, stop calling me.
Robert,
stop calling me.
Robert. Robert Williams, will you please tell these little bitches stop calling my goddamn house? If you don't do that, I will tell them myself. Will you get off my telephone, Robert? Will you please get off my goddamn phone?
Shout out, Young Rob, man. That's my boy bringing it. Tell them motherfucking bitches stop calling me, man. I'm doing my shit now. Yo, Brad Rush, Lakeisha Harris, Laurie Brady, Marvin Lofton, Tasha Sims, Monica Cervantes, Kathy Lockhart, Kim Williams, Lane Cooper, Eric Johnson, Trey Love, and Mr. Giovanni Young, y'all. We are the co-hosts for The Black Affair. Yo, it's going to be live at the Athletic Club in Los Angeles, California. Y'all should get you some. Man, this has been Trey Love Radio. I love y'all, man. Facebook Fridays. Catch y'all on the next one. Peace.